British actor Anthony Head has played at least two iconic figures, the smooth-talking neighbor with a mysterious smile and soap opera-style instant coffee commercials, and of course Rupert Giles in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Now with coffee and crucifixes in his past, Anthony Head is cracking safes in the BBC TV series The Invisibles. He plays a criminal who comes out of retirement just to discover that his knees, if not his nerves, are not always up to the job. Here's a clip from The Invisibles after his first heist out of retirement.
How it went, aside from us demolishing your front room and becoming involved in a near-fatal car chase with the police. And one of our select band signing his name at the scene of the crime, not to mention leaving fingerprints of a quality that a forensics expert would struggle to mock up! Aside from that, A1, I should say.
Oh, come on, Morris, it wasn't all that bad.
The Invisibles has just become available on DVD in the United States. Anthony Head joins us from the studios of the BBC in London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is a very funny series.
Thank you. I'm fond of it, I must admit. I liked Morris, even though he was a grumpy old man, as they say, and he was difficult for my family to live with, because you do, as an actor, you do bring the characters home with you, and they've had to put up with some fairly annoying people in their lives.
Does that make it particularly complicated because one of your co-stars is actually your daughter, Emily?
No, that was quite nice because she got to see what Morris was like on set. When your own child is playing your child, you've got all the emotions of a father are already there, they're already in place. And so it was lovely, and she's a cracking actress.
I've got to ask about, even after all these years, the coffee commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Taster's Choice here in the United States, and you, and forgive me for not knowing the name of the actress.
Sharon Moon.
The flirtatious neighbors, and this sort of developed as a soap opera storyline over the years. Let's just hear a clip.
You saved my life the other night.
The dinner party.
The coffee. Very successful.
How can you ever thank me?
I'll try and think of something. In the meantime, at least I can return your gold blend.
Look, I'm in the middle of something right now, but perhaps...
Perhaps.
Now, golden roasted, richer, smoother, Nescafe Gold Blend.
Now, you did this initially in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and your co-star were hired to do this, the similar set of commercials in the US. And, of course, you switched accents.
Well, I did.
Could you do an American accent for us now?
Things to remember. Always log on to the backup PC first. Is your home database correct, e.g. Europe, Eurasia, etc.? Do you want me to go on?
It's a little soft, Mr. Head.
I'm sorry.
To try and be absolutely fair about this, I'm going to ask my next question in a British accent, okay? Anthony, yes, do tell us about your singing career.
That was amazing. I was... Why?
Do you like it? Do you like
it,
really?
That was fantastic.
I just might keep it for a while, you know?
My singing career... my first gig was out of drama school was Godspell. I've done Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and so I can flip between comedy and drama and musicals and stage and film and TV, and I love singing, so it's you know, when I get a chance to sing every now and again, it's great fun.
I have to ask you about what it's like to play a romantic scene, and I'm thinking for those of us who love the comedy series Little Britain. That was quite a kiss.
Oh, well, he kissed me.
Don't pretend like you didn't enjoy it, or at least had to act like you enjoyed it. Set the scene for us, if you could, please.
At the end of a party celebration, when we've just won an electoral victory, and...
You're the Prime Minister.
I am the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And my personal assistant has a crush on me, and I'm dancing with my wife, and suddenly Sebastian cuts in and starts dancing with me, and it becomes a slow dance, and I sort of... try and avoid any kind of clinch, and I duck away. I see that he's upset, so I go over and I say, look, I'm terribly sorry, but am I right in thinking I have the faintest inclination that he might have a crush on me? And he laughs it off.
Why the kid you that idea. No. I just wanted to say well done.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, I puckered up and he puckered up and we kissed. It was like a limpet. It was extraordinary. I mean, I had, you know, no clue it was going to happen. And in fact, first take, which is the one that they used, you can actually see me smiling underneath. Because
well, that's why I thought you enjoyed it so much. Mr. Head, it's been so nice to talk to you.
Well, it's been nice to talk to you.
Anthony Head joining us from our studios in London. You can see him in The Invisibles, which is out now on DVD, and to see Anthony Head in his Taster's Choice commercials. What did they call it in Britain again?
Gold blend.
We can perhaps we can put one of each. Come to our website, npr.org/soapbox.